For 1 minute, wherever you are, just, you know, bless the name of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. 1 minute. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sakabadi brala kadene mashanka boruko dusabrani santagali atuga. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we honor you. You are worthy. There is none like you. There is none equal to you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bless your wonderful name, Father. Father, I pray that as your word goes forth, that every heart will be open to receive your truth and choose to live by it in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting God. We give you praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I know we are more than three in church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, that's better. Thank you so much. Let me start by saying that the outreach that happened last Monday was a beautiful success, as much as a good number of us couldn't attend. And the devil also in his manner tried to stop it. Hallelujah. It started with the rain that delayed it for a while. And you know, part of what happened on that day was there was a woman who came there who was near death, hallelujah, at the point of having an heart attack. But adventure, the test did not hold. She would have been walking and probably fell down and slumped and died. Or someone would have cursed her, "You, I will kill you." And she falls and she dies. And then they say that person is a witch. Hallelujah. She had serious case of high blood pressure that was near heart attack. Hallelujah. So we thank God for such deliverance. And much more than that, about over 60 people attended, apart from children. And I think about 20 people signified to give their lives to Christ, which is a great miracle. By the grace of God, we are hoping that God will strengthen us, and you know, we'll just move in there right away. We capitalize on that opportunity, and we hope to have such programs more. Hallelujah. Such programs more. Agbele Kale need of Jesus, and we will go and shine our light in there. Hallelujah. We just about I think less than 100,000, the program happened. Hallelujah. So next time we call for it, please be free to participate in that by giving your substance. We thank everyone who gave something towards it, your clothes, used clothes, food, right, and all that. We thank everyone for that support. You never know what or how much those things you gave has achieved in the life, in the lives of some people. Amen. So thank you very much. We'll call again. Hallelujah. And when we do call, please remember, no amount is too little to save a life. No amount is too much to save a life for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, hallelujah, I'll be sharing. Amen. I'll be sharing some insight about the components of a man. Hallelujah. I'm not really particularly given a topic to it, or you know, but I intend to share about the body, the spirit, and the soul. Hallelujah. It's probably like a sequel to the next thing we'll be talking about in church. But I just feel to lay some kind of background, because I believe that if you have a right attitude, a right understanding as per how your relationship with God, or where you have to have victory as a man, then it will help in living the life of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, let me start wherever I stop. Hallelujah. I'll start by talking about the body. So I intend to talk about the body, the spirit, the soul, and the spirit, or the spirit and the soul. Hallelujah. Sometimes it is limited or broken down into the body and the soul. whereby the body is the physical component that you see, that you can touch, that you can feel pain, that you can shake and relate with. And the soul as an intangible part of your person that we cannot see, but we know is there. Hallelujah. And somehow the absence of it or the thwarting of any of it amounts to a problem. Amen. When the spirit is not there, then, you know, the body is just there. Hallelujah. And when the soul, the mind or the heart is not functioning properly, Pastor Inka described the case last week when he's asking a question and you're looking away. Amen. It means there's a problem. Hallelujah. What is this? Schizophrenia. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we'll just take time out to look at this. So, I said usually related as two components, but for better understanding, the soul or the intangible part is further broken down into the spirit and the soul again. Then the soul is further also broken down so that we can have a better understanding. Hallelujah. But for the sake of having a good view to it, it is good to know that it is inappropriate to separate them as though they exist individually and do not have some relationship with one another. Amen. This is what I'm saying. You do not just talk about the heart as though you can do something about the heart without it having an effect on your body or the other. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything works together. Once one has been altered with, then there is a problem. Hallelujah. So the body is a physical part of man. It's the one that you can relate with easily. You can touch, you can feel, you taste, you can see with your eyes. If something happens to you, if you cut yourself, you will bleed. Amen. Hallelujah. It is that part of man that relates with the environment. Relates with the environment in every way. You know, whatever is happening around, the body readily or easily relates with it. Hallelujah. You are walking past your neighbor's kitchen. Hallelujah. And you begin to smell egusi soup. Amen. That is your body walking, relating with the environment. Amen. You are feeding fat on ice cream, or you are feeding on ice cream and ice cream can also have chocolate variety. Pizza, hallelujah. And hot dog and burger, hallelujah. You are relating with your environment and it will have an impact on the body. Hallelujah. What you take in will have an effect on the body. You relate with your environment, with the body, so to say, an immediate relating with it. We also need to understand, according to the book of Genesis, that man, the body, was created out of dust. Hallelujah. It is made from dust and will return to dust. Hallelujah. Every body component is a sub-creation of dust. And at the end of that life, it will be put back to the ground and will decay and will be fizzled back into dust. Hallelujah. The body is drawn to the things of this world. Hallelujah. It wants to satisfy a craving. There's a longing the body desires to acquire. It just wants to satisfy. It wants to be comfortable. The body wants to eat, wants to sleep, wants to drink. Your body just wants to be satisfied in one way or the other. Amen. And it is the way it has been created. It is the way it has been created. There is a craving it desires to satisfy. And the way it is, there are some cravings. Once it tastes it, it desires to have it more. Amen. Someone says Coke is addictive. You said no. Try it. Hallelujah. Just have a cup. Hallelujah. Before long, you will long for more. You just want a little more. Say, Pastor, it's just a little more. Amen. You start to watch a movie. How many of you have watched season movies? Seasons. Hallelujah. You start, let me just watch small. Just small. It's just the end. Just the end. Just let me have an idea. Then, oh, Prison Break. He said Prison Break. Hallelujah. I didn't watch it. That's hallelujah. An evil that I avoided. But there was one I said, let me just watch small. I didn't sleep till morning. I said, small. How do you be talking about this movie? What's he about? And my brother mistakenly pushed it. Just, is this thing now? He didn't want to talk. Just, is this thing now? I won't say the movie, so you can go and look for it. Or you won't be hungry for it. I looked at it. The action was, And I sat down and till morning. The body wants to be satisfied. Amen. You find you on you. I'm sure by now you know why you find it easy to want to sleep. Amen. Even when you do not, when you deprive yourself, the body will ask for it. Amen. To the point where sometimes the body will just shut down. You can't do anything. You need to treat yourself and gather strength and all that. It is just the way the body is wired. To be satisfied by certain cravings. And the way man has embraced it is that in a way, man takes either too much or too little. When we take too much, it begins to affect things. When we take too little, it begins to affect things also. Hallelujah. So the body has cravings, needs that wants to be satisfied, has desires, it hungers, it thirsts after certain things that will make the body feel good or feel all right. Amen. So many things. Hallelujah. The body obeys the rule of nature. That is, it grows. Amen. When you put something in, the right components, the body grows. And it gets to a point where it reaches a peak and it starts coming down. Hallelujah. Where it tends to die. Amen. Where does it peak before it starts coming down? The body. You are feeling strong. As a baby, we are not like this. So we grow to a point. We still feel strong. Then we start feeling weak. We start running down. By the time we are 90 years old, we can't stand like this. Like this. Hallelujah. Amen. It's possible. It is possible. Hallelujah. I believe it is possible. God makes all things beautiful. Amen. But there's this preacher, this guy that parts something, that owns CBN. Yeah. When a guy, fine young man, when he started out, if you see him now, he's in 90s. You know, he's still burning for God, but he can't do the things he could do when he started. And it's because the body has obeyed the law of nature. It is fading away. Paul said, even though our outward man perish, says the inward man is renewed day by day. So naturally the body would fade, will tend towards perishing. It tends towards perishing as each day go by, as we increase in age. How does Proverbs put it about the beauty of a woman? In the course of period of time, it will fade. Hallelujah. If a man chooses a woman on the sake of beauty, it just give him another 10 or 20 years, he has to start shopping for another. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that. Amen. But most times it's men that shop. And most times they will tell you a man at 90 will yet find a damsel. It's reported in scriptures. David, in his old age, found a damsel. While he couldn't stand, he found a damsel. Amen. And if you agree with me, except there is an ulterior motive, a woman of 90 will likely not find a blog. No, I said will likely not. Okay, 10%. That's why I said without some, you know, without, if there must be a reason. The reason is this woman has money. You should die quick. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You get the message. Hallelujah. Man will die. The body will fade. Hallelujah. Whether male or female. Amen. Hallelujah. The body will return to dust. It obeys that law of nature. You grow and at some point you fade out. You fade out. Amen. So in a way, if we look at it, the body seems to be the least important of the components as we go on. Because it seems what is useful for is to function here, die, and that is all. But we cannot, on that basis, also relegate the relevance of the body here on earth. This is how the Bible describes it in most times. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Just want to pick a word there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Hallelujah. I'll read verse 7. It says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We have this treasure in, KJV says, earthen vessels, so that the excellency may be of God and not of us, of man. The body is important because it is the one that houses the soul. Hallelujah. The intangible part that we do not see, but we know is there. And it is that intangible part that God has invested in. Amen. Such that you need to recognize, if I will function well with this treasure that God has given to me, then the body is as well important. Amen. If I will function well in this world, the way God wants me to function, if I will shine brightly as light, the way God wants me to shine, then I must also pay good attention to my body. Hallelujah. When a man gives his life to Christ, Bible describes how he receives the Spirit of God. We'll get to that when we start talking. We'll talk more about that when I start talking about the Spirit. And so, for the believer, there is something different as he touches your body. For the unbeliever, he obeys the rule of nature, which the believer also has a tendency to obey or also obeys. But there is something a little more that the believer has that the unbeliever does not have, which is a spirit that has been regenerated by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And on that basis, let me show you something of how the Spirit has an effect upon the body. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. Turn your Bibles there. You say, Pastor, you don't know how I feel. I just feel somehow. When I feel like having that thing that pushes me, you just don't know. I just can't control it. When I feel like having a smoke, I just can't control it. When I feel like having Coke, whether the white one or the black one, I just can't control it. Amen. You know there's a white Coke. Hallelujah. That one is in powdery form. Yeah? Emoji. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. Amen. I just can't control it. Yes, we will agree to the ordinary man as saying, I just can't control it. But for the believer, there is something more. Romans chapter 8, look at verse 10. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 10. Or let me read from 9. It says, you, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. It is that sinful nature that draws man towards the things of this world. But by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. Then says, if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin. Your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. Concerning the believer, because he has the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit gives life to the mortal body to be able to cage and control the excesses that the body desires. Amen. Let me restart by saying, when you give your life to Christ, Bible says the body is dead because of sin. As touching sin, Christ has dealt with your body. As it were, life, your body has now received the life of God and has the ability, the potential to deal with the issue of sin as it touches your body. Amen. So the body is relevant, and we will not allow it have a foothold in our life to the point where we now become we are not able to function to the capacity that we can while we can. Amen. Let it not be that it is because I did harm to my body that I cannot use my body to the praise of God. Let it be because I have aged and it is evident. Like Pat. You see that guy when he's praying for sick people, you know that this is a man soaked up in God's word. If he had the energy to jump higher, he will. But he's not there again. Amen. Do you know that it is possible that the same man, at the point when he started committing to the gospel, could have made a choice to also not allow the influence of the Spirit on the body by either taking to smoking or drinking, that it will affect his lungs and liver. And by age of 60, he has no lungs to preach again. Amen. So what you do with your body is important. But much more than, or while we recognize that what we do with our body is important, we need to also recognize that we have the Spirit of God on our inside that is able, that gives life to our bodies to be able to control the pleasures and the desires that the body craves after. The body says, give me coke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Within you, or with an understanding that I have the Spirit that gives life to my body, I will not give you. Amen. There is a greater influence that you have within you that you should allow take the rule over your body. Hallelujah. And this is how Paul describes it. He says we are supposed to put to death. He says, mortify your bodies. That is, render it inactive to the issues and activities of sin. Paul describes it this way. He says, all things are lawful. Coke is beautiful. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. It's not just. Amen. Chocolate is good, is sweet. Amen. And the likes of beautiful things. He says, all things are lawful, but I will not be subject to any. I will not allow anyone master me. I will not allow anyone take control over me. I will not get to a point where once it asks, I give. Then it is the body who is in charge. It is no longer me. Amen. Must get to that point where you put to death the activities, the desires, the cravings of the body. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Popular scripture in the midst. Says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. I like King James Version where he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. It shows some more weight to the begging. I beg you. I beg you. Not just, you know, I'm begging you. You know, it comes with weight. I beseech you. It is a strong plea because the man understood the reason for the body you have. We will not treat it as casual. Say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. I'm not begging you as Paul, the apostle, the big man of God. I'm begging you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. So the believer should be that awkward sacrifice that is dead yet alive. Amen. That awkward, you never see a sacrifice that is alive. But the believer is considered one. Because you ought to render your body as dead unto God. He says, I beg you, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto God, because this is your reasonable act of worship. Amen. You get to that point where you understand that this body is dead to the things of this world, but is existing for the sake of righteousness. Amen. so that you, with the understanding, my body is here for the sake of the things of God. It is not to fulfill and to satisfy the cravings of its desires. It is not to fulfill and satisfy the cravings of his desires. But it is my reasonable act of worship to put to death, the deeds of the flesh that is not unto righteousness. Amen. So your body is important. Your body is important, and what you do with it matters. Paul, in speaking to the woman, no, not Paul, Peter, 1 Peter 3, I believe, speaking to women, how he said that he should warn women not to adorn themselves with the beauties and the paraphernalia of the outward, but to focus on the inner man. Amen. While we spend, while you spend 30 minutes in front of the mirror to look good, is saying that script would imply that you spend more on the inner man. Nothing wrong with spending time in front of the mirror to look good. But it is saying, if you spend 30 minutes here, at least minimum spend 31 minutes on the inside. Amen. So that the attention is not, the main attention is not on the body, but we put it in his right place, knowing that I need the body here to glorify the Lord. I need the body to do the work of the Lord. I need the body to live a life unto God that will draw men to him. Hallelujah. Says this is your reasonable act of worship. Hallelujah. So we do not pay attention on the inconsequentials, but we pay attention on the very important things. We put the body in its right place, and we understand that the life of God that we have is able to help us through it. Amen. I understand the cravings, the desires, the urges, and all that have serious tendencies and potentials to draw us away from the life that God has given us. But much more to note and much more important is to understand that you have the life of God that gives life to your mortal body. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Spirit is alive, and the Spirit gives life to that body. The Spirit does not neglect the body in his working. The Spirit is available to give life to the body in its working. Amen. So who just say, you know, when you pray in tongues, just pray in tongues, you edify yourself. The Spirit actively also works to give life, to give you strength above the issues of your body. Amen. Paul describes in 1 Corinthians, I think verse 3, says, know ye not that your body is the temple of God, your body is the housing of God, that you are bought with a price. When Jesus paid for your life, he paid for everything, including that body. So leave that body as Paul will plead. I plead this morning. I beseech you by the mercies of God. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Paul captured it for himself in this way. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But the life I live for the one who loved me and gave himself for me. That should be your daily creed towards living above the issues of the body. Amen. He says we die every day. We put to death the body daily. We surmount the pressures of the body. Well, how? By the strength the Lord supplies. By the strength the Lord supplies. Amen. I can't go into the second one because of time. But basically understand, we need your body as much as your spirit is important. But your body is not the main thing. This body will be put to an end someday. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 48-49 describes how we have this earthly body and it will be rested at some point. The transition is when the Lord returns, we'll put on another body, a heavenly body, not the same one. I don't know exactly how. I really don't know. Some things we will not get until when the time comes. But this body is temporal. I don't know if this example may seem appropriate. You pick granite. You know those granite. They are still in the shell. The importance of the shell is to carry the content while it is still useful to be eaten. When it is time for the use of the content, you drop the shell. Hallelujah. Amen. At some point, this shell will give up. And the main thing remains. And we will stand before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So we do not put all our attention on the outside. We need to start looking on the inside. Amen. We need to start looking inwards and start paying attention on the inner man, the intangible part of man, which I started by describing as the soul, and which we further broke down to saying the soul consists of the spirit and the soul. Hallelujah. And that soul will break down into the heart and the mind. Hallelujah. So we'll take it further next time. But do understand. Watch what you take in. Put to death the activities of the flesh. Allow the spirit have an influence. Remember that your body is a temple of God and it should not be treated anyhow. Amen. Can we bow our heads and just say a word of prayer? Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. I really don't know what challenge you have with the issues of this body. What cravings, what desires exist that you have lost control over. I want to let you know this morning that the Lord is involved. The Lord is interested in that body and has given you victory in Christ. He has given you victory in Christ. Coincidentally, the writers of scriptures do not give so much attention or steps as per how to deal with the body. It just says, lay it aside. Lay aside every weight, every sin. Just put it aside. Put off the garment of the old man. It just treats it as something simple that you can do. Just drop it and pick on the new. The life of God is there with you, is there for you. He's able to help you through that challenge that important, that challenge, that serious craving, that issue of sin, that thing that so easily draws you back because the body is craving after it. The spirit that is alive on the inside gives life to the body to deal with the issue of sin. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you for the beauty of this reality that we see in Scripture. How you also include our body as part of your plan to help us function properly here. How we know that the effect of the blood of Christ on the cross also has an influence, has an effect on our physical bodies. Whatever challenges we have in the body, we know and we believe that the Spirit is alive to quicken the actions in the body. And Lord, I declare at this point, any issue of sin, any issue of addiction, any issue of destruction, whatever illness, whatever ailment, whatever disease that is a challenge with the body of anyone here or anyone that listens, that the spirit that is alive is manifest in that body in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, because strength is received. Healings. I thank you, Lord God, for a rising and living above the issues of sin and addiction. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. You are worthy to be glorified. Amen.
The message you have just listened to is from the Grace Community Church, located at 12 Salako Crescent, Ogba, Lagos.
Our service times are Sundays 9 a.m. and Wednesdays 6 p.m. We look forward to having you worship with us. Our Twitter handle at TGCC Online. You can also reach us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Grace Community Church.
We would love to hear from you. Thank you. Thank you.